with this KLEM Sports Update for this Tuesday, May 26th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteg. Well, yesterday being the Memorial Day holiday meant a lot of the high school sporting events that would normally take place on a Monday were not taking place yesterday in observance of the holiday. However, we did have some Little League competition that was still taking place at the John Britton Little League Complex in Lamar's yesterday. So let's get you the rundown now on the Little League scores page, which is on the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page at KLEM1410.com. We're going to start with junior boys action from yesterday in a doubleheader. The D-backs and the Orioles, and it was a sweep in favor of the D-backs, a score of 7-6 in the first game and a score of 15-3 in the second game as the D-backs sweep the Orioles in the doubleheader. Major girls competition, the Mystics picked up the win over the Dream 16-7. The Wings squeaked by the Falcons by a score of 12-11. The Aces beat the Sky 12-7, Fever 10 run the Liberty 18-8, and the Lynx win a barn burner over the Hawks by a score of 14-11. Finally, in minor league girls competition, it was the Comets beating the Suns 6-4, the Avalanche beat the Sparks 8-6, and another two-run contest as the Hurricanes beat the Lightning in an all-weather affair by a score of 10-8. You can check out all those Little League scores all throughout the summer by logging onto our website, KLEM1410.com. Under the Sports tab at the top of the homepage in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results, and then once there's a button that will stay at the top of the page all throughout the summer for your Little League scores. Make sure you click that, and you can check out how the Little League competition is doing each and every night. Well, with a quick recap from yesterday, let's take you now to the sports schedule for today. And, of course, it is a big day for our boys golfers that qualified for the state meet in Class 2A, as the boys state golf meet does get started today at South Hills Golf Course in Waterloo. For the third year in a row, the MMCRU boys are there as a team, and this is an opportunity for them to hopefully right the wrong of the last couple of years in which they have not been able to compete very well. And head coach Mark Shuttler says his guys are certainly motivated to try and get the job done this year.
These kids have been there, done that. I know they've got kind of a sour taste about not playing very well last year down there at the state tournament. So I think they're maybe have a much better showing this go around.
Well, best of luck to the Royals as they start. Also competing in Waterloo today at South Hills Golf Course as an individual, it's Hinton golfer Brady Dunkel, as he continues the tradition of a Blackhawk making it to the state meet. Brady Dunkel representing the Hinton Boys Golf Program in Waterloo today. Best of luck to the Royals and to Dunkel as they compete at the state meet in Waterloo in Class 2A. Then, of course, softball and baseball season now is fully underway, as the teams that were not getting going early on with the first week of competition yesterday due to various reasons, of course, state tracks, some golf stuff, different other conflicts that might have impacted the start of the softball and baseball season. But now we're ready to go, and let's get you the rundown there. Starting in softball, in the Missouri River Activities Conference, Lamar's community gets back to work. The Bulldogs will be looking for their first wins of the year there in Sioux City to take on West High. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. It's Sioux City East at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in MRAC softball tonight. In the War Eagle Conference in softball, the Galen Catholic girls softball team, they have their home opener. They host the Hinton Blackhawks tonight as Hinton opens their season this evening. MMCRU opens their season at George Little Rock. Sibley Ocheden is at Akron Westfield. That opens the Westerner season as well. Trinity Christians at Hartley Melvin Sanborn and South O'Brien's at Harris Lake Park. In the Western Valley Conference, the Kingsley Pearson softball team opens their season at home, a non-conference matchup against Ridgeview. Woodbury Central's at OABCIG. It's Westwood at Lawton Bronson, and MVAOCOU is at West Monona. To the baseball schedule today in the MRAC, Lamar's community also looking for their first wins on the baseball diamond. They are at Sioux City West tonight. Sergeant Bluff Luton is at Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln. Then it's Sioux City East at Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson. In War Eagle Conference baseball, Hinton is at Galen Catholic. The Jays will be looking to open their home schedule off with a bang against a Hinton team ranked in the top 15 in Class 2A. Sibley Ocheden, they're at Akron Westfield tonight. Oracle Conference Baseball. The MMCRU baseball team opens their season at George Little Rock tonight. Rams and St. Mary's host West Sioux, and Trinity Christians at Hartley Melvin Sanborn tonight. Then in the Western Valley Conference in baseball, Kingsley Pearson is at Lawton Bronson. It's Ridgeview at Coon Rapids Bayard. MVAOCOU is at Westwood, and South O'Brien is at West Monona. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLEM1410.com. You are encouraged to mosey on over to the sports schedules page. There you will find our updated broadcast schedule. We do have a couple of baseball games that will open our broadcast schedule this week, starting tomorrow night with Akron Westfield at Galen Catholic, continuing on Friday night with Sioux Center at Lamar's in baseball. You're going to want to tune in our first couple of broadcasts for the Diamond Sports this season. Make sure you check those out, and you can check out those sports schedules all throughout the season at KLEM1410.com. Well, this has been your Tuesday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.